All right, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome here. So, program committee and the kids have been working hard to get this together for everyone. I'm glad to see that you could all come out. Just a reminder, the next couple Sundays, there will not be Sunday school. We have Easter Sunday, no Sunday school, and then the church is having a lunch, so just keep that in mind. All right. So, question I have for you this morning or this afternoon is, are you going to heaven? 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Basically, that's saying that there will be no sin in heaven. So Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So every one of us in here has sinned. None one of us is free from that. And the only way we can be perfect is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So once we have Jesus, then we can be perfect. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. So once we have that gift of God, once we have Jesus Christ within us, then we can have eternal life. Romans 10, verse 9. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And this is what the children here want to share with us today. They want to share the love of Jesus with you. They want to share a bit of the salvation plan with you. So I won't go any further, and I will let the kids do the rest. We'll bow for prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day you've blessed us with. Thank you for all these eager children that have come to Sunday school to learn about you. And Lord, now they're willing to share with the rest of us your word. And Lord, just ask you to be with each one as the nurse may be coming forth. But Lord, just ask you to calm each one and bless this afternoon. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
'Tis a sad but true story. From the Bible it came, and it tells us how Judas sold the Savior in shame.
He planned with the council of high priests that day. 30 pieces of silver was the price he would pay.
Betrayed and forsaken, unloved and unclaimed, in anger they pierced him, but he died not in vain.
It was there on the hillside the multitude came and found our dear Savior and took him away.
They bruised and they mocked him, thorns and crown round his head, and his garments of purple showed the blood stains of red.
Far off in the mountains, with his face toward the sun, Judas begged mercy for what he had done.
He gave back the silver, for his heart filled with strife, and there in the mountains he took his own life.
And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band, and they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head, and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him.
And he, bearing a cross, went forth into a place called the Place of the Skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two other with him, one on either side one, and Jesus in the midst.
At the cross of Jesus. There is love at the cross of Jesus, an everlasting love, that could leave the courts of heaven and the glory of God above, that could come to a world of evil for the sake of the sinners lost, and that could drain the cup of anguish and never count the cost.
There is light at the cross of Jesus, though dark is the world around. It was there he opened heaven, and the way to God was found. It was there the tempest gathered and broke on his thorn-crowned head when he bore stripes and sorrows and suffered in our stead.
There is peace at the cross of Jesus where God was reconciled, where all our sins forgiven and hear him say, "My child." As we bore our world's transgressions and all our debt was paid, of the weight of the Father's anger on his tender heart was laid.
There is life at the cross of Jesus where the victory was won, where sin and death were conquered by sinless, deathless one.
O grave, where is thy triumph? O death, where is thy sting? For the Lord of life and glory passeth through the gates a king.
Remember me. Remember me, the dying man on the cross cried out that day. The sky was dark, the mountain shook, and life slipped fast away. Though I am getting my deserts for wrong that I have done, I know that you are sinless, Lord, the just and holy one. And though we hang here side by side for all the world to see, thou art a king and I a thief, but Lord, remember me.
Thy life was passed in doing good, and mine in sin and shame. I am not worthy, Lord, to speak thy holy, harmless name.
Thy wrath of God is on the earth from mountaintop to sea. How fierce the beating of the wind, O Lord, remember me.
Thou goest, Lord, to realms above where hate can never go. Thou cannot touch thee there at all who harm thee here below. There is a realm of life and light where thou so soon shalt be. Thy kingdom there is one of love. Do, Lord, remember me.
Then spoke the Savior from his cross, I will remember thee. I go my way, and on this day thou shalt be there with me. Thick darkness settled on the earth and rose to realms above a Savior bearing in his arms the first fruit of his love. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood, beholding, and the rulers also with them, derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the king of the Jews.
Saving grace. Lord, you are so wonderful and deserve our love and praise. I cannot express just how I feel when I think of your saving grace.
To think of what you went through that day upon the cross.
And in the moments leading up to it when soldiers spat and scoffed.
And beat you with no mercy, making sport and having fun.
You said not a word in your defense, even though you were God's son.
You bore it all out of your love for the lost and dying souls to give us hope we can hold on to for a future yet to unfold.
It's such a beautiful description, Lord, of what your grace can do, for no one's exempt from your saving grace, but it's a gift freely given from you.
Easter Day, Christ the Lord is risen today. Angels rolled the stone away from the tomb where in he lay.
Come and say,
special holiday that we celebrate to remember that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to save us from our sins.
We are all sinners because we have all disobeyed God. God is holy and just. He cannot let sinners come into heaven.
God sent Jesus Christ, his Son, into the world to live a perfect life in our place, and then to die in our place to take the punishment for our sins.
If we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, we can be saved from our sins and believe and live all of eternity in heaven with God.
Jesus died for our sins, but he didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead on the third day. And that is a wonderful story of Easter.
Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came up to the sepulchre, bringing spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus.
May the glad dawn of Easter morn bring joy to thee.
May the calm eve of Easter leave a peace divine with thee.
May Easter night on thine heart write, O Christ, I live for thee.
Do I start now? As it began to dawn on the first day of the In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn on the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, and the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat up.
Man, I messed up. Yeah, okay.
And behold, there was a great earthquake, and the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow.
And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay.
Oh, in the grave.
May the glad dawn. Today, Father, is a brand new one, a day to be glad for your living Son.
A day to rejoice for all things new, a day to give my praise to you.
Today, Father, you have made for me to remember the price Jesus paid.
A day to reflect of his love and grace, a time before him, my sin I need to face.
Today, Father, is the day Jesus arose. Oh, how glad I am, my heart he knows.
This is the day the Lord hath made, and we rejoice in God in it. Psalm 118, verse 24.
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Thank you. The ABCs of Salvation. A. Admit you're a sinner. Everyone has done things that displease our Heavenly Father. No one can live up to his standards. He says no sin can enter heaven. Something must be done to get rid of your sin. Romans 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Revelations 21, verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
B. Believe. Believe Jesus died on the cross for you. God loves you and wants you to become his child. He loves you so much that he sent his son, Jesus, to shed his blood and save you from your sins. He took your place on the cross and suffered the punishment you deserve. Believe that he died for you, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
C. Confess your sinfulness to God and turn from it. Call upon Jesus to save you. Trust in him as your savior from sin. This may be a simple but sincere cry from your heart, or may be expressed out loud. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Romans 10, verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you believe in Jesus and have placed your faith and trust in him, God has forgiven you. Then you, along with all others who believe in Jesus, will spend eternity in heaven with him.
Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you.
Wow, that was a wonderful program. I want to thank you, students, for encouraging us with the Easter story. Why don't we give them a big thank you for doing the wonderful job they did. I have to have my notes, too. I noticed a lot of the students did too. I feel like one of you. I'm scared I'm going to mess up. So thank you for reminding us what Easter is all about, which is God's love for us. How a father sent his only son to endure such pain and agony on the cross to pay for our sins. Why? Why would he do that? That we could be saved. This is what he wants us to do. This is the Great Commission, to tell the whole world of his love for us, that Jesus saves. In 1 John 4, verses 9 to 14, it reads, In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of the Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And this is what the children have done. They've professed God to the world. We as a church, we want to thank and encourage the teachers and the parents for teaching the children and helping to lead them to the Lord. May the Lord bless you for sharing your love and time with the children. Let us close in a prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you with thanksgiving for your unconditional love, for fulfilling the plan of salvation, for letting your only Son die on the cross for our sins, so that whoever would believe in him and repent of their sins would be saved and have eternal life with you in heaven. Lord, may you give discernment and wisdom to the teachers and the parents of these children to assure that their foundation may be set for them. Lord, we thank you for your sacrifice, your patience, and your love. To God be all the honor and glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. At this time, the superintendents will come forward to let the children out. And once the children have left the sanctuary, you're dismissed. Thank you.